Welcome to Incomparably Comparable with Shelley Wilson. By standing in the power of who we are and recognizing our place within the whole, we are incomparably comparable. Shelley's guests are consciously choosing to embrace their aliveness as they navigate their individual journey into consciousness. And here's your host.
Welcome to Incomparably Comparable. I'm your host, Shelley Wilson. My guest today is Claire Johnson. Claire is a professional artist, modern mystic, and visionary who is on a mission to raise vibrations across the nations. She's the author of One from the Heart, a book of guidance and enlightenment, and is the host of Equilarium FN. Today, Claire is going to share her ways to weave the magical strands of healing and creativity to form the energetic fabric of creating Equilarium. Welcome, Claire.
Thank you very much. Lovely to be here.
Well, I'm so excited because I just joined you on your show today.
You did. We've just had a wonderful hour.
We have.
Talking about what it is to be incomparably comparable.
Absolutely. And so I love how we connected. It's just been a few months ago, but I know that it was divinely orchestrated for sure when I reached out to you and just felt this instant connection after we chatted, and here we are today once again.
Yeah, fantastic. You just know these things when they click.
Absolutely. Well, to begin with, I know we have a lot of information that we want to talk about, but I would love for you to tell me, what is Equilarium?
Well, Equilarium is my very exciting visionary project to build a state-of-the-art, high vibration, holistic healing and education center. It's designed to heal the planet as well as the mind, body and spirit of humanity. It's going to be an inspirational, sacred space for individual and global healing. It's going to be specifically designed and built for the purpose of rebalancing the flow of all natural energies throughout and within the mind, body and soul, as well as for sending positive vibrations directly back into the land. A beacon of good energy and good vibrations that can help anchor the as-is-above light and intuitive wisdom of the heavenly realm to the as-is-below of our precious Mother Earth and all living things in our material world. We're all being asked to become conscious citizens of the planet, to actively create the world we wish to be part of. And for me, this is my mission, to create Equilarium.
Beautiful. And I have to say that when I first heard that and heard your intent, I knew that it was very powerful. And just to begin a little bit of backstory, you first had an experience, and this was back in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and I believe that the year was 1991. Is that correct?
Yes, it was indeed. At the time, I was working as a freelance fashion designer. So I wasn't walking a particularly spiritual path, but it was a very creative path. And I was visiting a Native American Indian reservation called Taos. And I just spontaneously started receiving channeled guidance. I didn't understand what channeling meant. I had my fashion designer head on, and I wanted to be Donatella Versace. I didn't want to be some sort of mystic man. I didn't know what was going on. But I started receiving beautiful divine words of guidance. And it wasn't until I came back to England that I managed to find out what it was all about and what it meant. But the most beautiful thing, the words kept repeating in my head while I was staying in a motel and I couldn't sleep. And in the end, I thought maybe if I get up and write them down, they'll stop. But the original words said, "Question ye not thy future, for it shall be shown unto thee as an open book. Forget ye not to stop a while as you walk through life's rich garden, seeking peace and harmony in every waking flower and fragrant bloom."
Wow, that's so beautiful.
It was quite something. So that was the very beginning of me receiving this guidance that has led me to where I am today.
Yes, and also this is what you put forth, a lot of those channeled writings, into your book, One from the Heart.
I have indeed, because when I first started, I was very uncomfortable with the whole idea, the whole spiritual aspect of my life as being sort of, it wasn't comfortable with being a fashion designer to suddenly develop the spiritual side. But I found that whenever I did dare to share the writings that I did with anybody, that they found that they were particularly pertinent to their own lives as well. So after, you know, a very short amount of time, people were asking for copies of them, and I was sending out lots of them, lots and lots of different copies to different people. So eventually we put it all together and produced it as a book, and we self-published it. And without any publicity or any PR, we've sold, by word of mouth, nearly 5,000 copies of that book.
Wow. Well, I know that you gifted me with a beautiful book, and what I love about it too is the illustrations that are included in it, your own hand-drawn designs and inspiration.
Yeah, they come through at the same time as the writing, which is, they're something very beautiful. So they're like always like a sort of an aid to meditation that goes with the guidance that's written. So it gives you a visual pattern, I think, that helps you imprint the words into your mind.
Yes, because some people need that image to go along with the text, don't they?
Well, they do, and I'm a very visual person. I think being a fashion designer, and I come from a very, my whole family background is in creative arts, and but very visual. And it's how I tend to experience the world is through pattern and colour. And so for me, if anybody quotes a piece from my book, often people say, oh, it's on page 310 or something. And the numbers mean nothing to me. I have to go, well, which is the nearest picture? So they are the markers for me. So I think they probably are for a lot of people.
I'm sure. And what I would love, you know, to know as well is we talked about this journey. You evolved from being a fashion designer into creating a Aquarium. And we recognize, as you said before, that your intent is to gather like-minded, heart-centered people to come together. And part of this is through your own show, Aquarium FM, so that is a platform to raise awareness and to bring people together, isn't it?
It is, definitely. And that was something that came about literally about 7 months ago. I was just spontaneously got the urge to sign up and do this radio show without consciously deciding to do so through my active brain. Obviously, I was meant to do it. And it's been the most wonderful vehicle for me to share my guidance on a much larger platform, because for a long time I've been writing and just posting my writing onto my website. But the caliber of the writing is just so profound and so wonderfully uplifting and comforting to everybody that reads it and hears it, that that this has given me a much bigger wing to let it fly on. So, yeah, it's been a really good journey. The show itself is Aquarium FM, so it's like a positive affirmation. Every time you say it, every time it goes out across the airwaves, it's putting the vibration into the real world. So it started in the airwaves, but now it's starting to take form and actually can come down and manifest in the real world.
Wonderful. Well, you're listening to Incomparably Comparable. I've been speaking with Claire Johnson today. We're talking about creating Aquarium. When we return, Claire is going to offer some tips to assist you with raising vibrations across the nations. We'll be right back.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me. Shelley Wilson is an author, intuitive medium, and conscious creator who is passionate about helping people wake up to their greatness. Her books, 28 Days to a New You, Connect to the You Within, and Journey into Consciousness, are available in paperback and ebook. Contact Shelley at www.shelleyrwilson.com to learn more about the services she provides. You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds, sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.
Welcome back to Incomparably Comparable with Shelley Wilson. We're continuing our conversation today with Claire Johnson. Before the break, Claire was talking more about her journey from fashion designer to creating Equilarium. Now, Claire, I really would love to hear more about this project that you're working on.
Okay, great. Well, Equilarium is going to be an amazing type of architectural earth acupuncture. And it's designed and built using sacred geometry to put good healing vibrations back into the earth. So it's to be a beacon of great hope to ignite the self-worth in current and future generations. I think we need to really inspire people to get a better understanding of what your vibrations are, how to raise them, and how to become conscious citizens of the world so we can actively stand together and create a better future.
Yes, and at this time, do you have a tentative location that you're wanting to place this facility?
I do. Somewhere in Northern California. Originally, when 17 years ago, when I first got the vision to do the project, it was going to be in London. But since 2012, it's become very clear to me that the project wants to be somewhere on the San Andreas Fault Line in Northern California, so it can put some good healing vibrations back into the place where the most geo-stressed point. But, it wants to be on sacred ground, on the volatile weak point of the planet, which is like where you put an acupuncture needle in. You put it into the point of pain. So this is where we need to adjust the pressure of the planet. So Northern California, here it comes.
Here it comes. Awesome. Well, what I would love to know, too, I always, when I connect with people, I love for them to describe more about who they are. And sometimes we can do this, very complicated and such, or we can just have a few words. And part of what makes you uniquely you is stepping in your power, knowing who you are. So, Claire, how would you describe who you are in just a few words?
Who I am? So, I am a modern mystic, which I think is where I've had to embrace the fact that I come from, I have a strong family ancestral back line of psychic women. And although I trained as a fashion designer, it's omnipresent with me. And so my spirituality has become a major part of who I am. So modern mystic is obviously something that was with my grandmother's a long way back down the line, but I'm living in current times. So we'll deal with everyday reality in the modern world, and it's how to integrate the two together. So I'm also an artist, and I paint very large, colourful paintings that express different journeys, inner journeys of expression of emotions that come out as outer landscapes where people can connect to the pictures, and they work like type of aids to meditation or portals to another dimension for personal development. And I'm a mum. And I'm a writer, so I have different creative outlets for my creative flow. So I try and stay in my flow and connect to source and bring it down into different aspects.
I love it. And so I know part of what we want to talk about today, too, and part of your mission and purpose is to raise vibrations across the nations. So what are some practices that you utilize for yourself as well as what you could offer others so that they can navigate their own journey into consciousness?
Right. Well, I mean, as you know, we're all on a strong curve of global awakening, so it is definitely something that the whole world is joining in with. So we have to take individual responsibility to focus our intention where we want it to go. Where your attention goes, your energy flows. So if you watch too much negativity and violence, if you listen to too much news that's depressing and full of down energy and dark, depressed despair, and then you watch a lot of violent films and things like that. And you're perpetuating. That's the pool with which your energy is resonating. If you choose, you can choose to watch lighter things, happier things. You can choose to walk in nature. You can choose to read books and listen to nice music that are uplifting. So you can generally feel your well-being being uplifted. I mean, a depressive state is when you're, all your energy is low. You can take steps to actually change that. So by eating foods with a lot of life and vibrancy and fresh vegetables and fruits, and get some fresh air and get outside and start to look at the blue sky rather than your feet and the ground. But to choose your thoughts, choose to focus on positive things in life, choose to be really grateful for all the amazing things that you have in your life. I mean, we are all very, very blessed these days, and it's very easy to be complacent about what you have in your world. But once you start to appreciate everything you have, it gives you a different sense of well-being about your life and your presence here on Earth. And that's very uplifting.
So a lot of what you're saying is be in the moment, practice mindfulness, and be aware of your thoughts, isn't it?
Yep, very much so. I mean, we all live in the real world, so there's certain things that confront you and can knock you off your path of consciousness. And then you have to choose. We have the choice always how we react to what is going on in right in front of you. You can choose to make a problem out of what's happening, or you can choose to make no problem out of it and just to deal with it. The reality is what you're confronted with, but we have choice at all times. If you choose to walk lightly through the world, if you choose to see the path with least problems, then that is what you would experience, because literally what you think about, you will bring about. If you sit there worrying about this could go wrong, that could go wrong, but if he said that, how nasty, that's what your life is going to be, that low-level repetition. But if you think of the bigger picture, of the gratitude of where you want your life to be going, and focus your energy on that, then you'll move it along.
I think that's wonderful advice, and sometimes when we just keep it simple, then we can allow ourselves that opportunity to expand and grow. Isn't that correct?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you know, forgive yourself at all times. That's another thing, personal forgiveness. You know, oh, I should have done this. Oh, but what if I did that? And blah, blah, blah. All of this self-blame. Oh, this didn't work out because I didn't do that. Forgive yourself for everything you haven't done up until this point, and be conscious about the decisions you make to move forward. Forgive everyone and everything for what's gone before. And then to try and truly become a conscious citizen of the world. Be awake to your own thoughts, because they're going out as waves in front of you. They're affecting the world in front of you. So think kinder thoughts. Think more loving thoughts. Think more grateful and appreciative thoughts, if you possibly can, at any given moment when you get a choice. Am I going to go raging off and angry about this person because they said that? Think, or could I actually just let it go? You know, be the bigger person. Let it go. Make your life smoother, run smoother, and it'll be smoother for all the people around you, and you will progress much quicker to the place you want to be.
Yes, so everything does have to do, how do we choose to respond to what is happening around us, or how other people may be responding to us. Everything's a matter of choice. And even as your book titled, One from the Heart, it's a reminder to stay in that heart space, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And when we're talking about raising vibrations, you know that we have the seven chakras that go through your body, and the base chakra is your one which is about survival, and it's your fight or flight. So this is where we have fear and anger and aggression, and this is your base chakra. It's your lowest chakra. But if you choose to come from a higher chakra, like your heart chakra, you're coming from a higher place, so you're coming at a higher frequency. So you can just choose. As I was saying, how to raise them, to not buy into the fear that's around. Have a conscious thought, move into your heart space. Don't always even have to use your head, because that's full of masses of what you should do, what you shouldn't do. If you take time to drop into your heart and listen to that inner voice that knows how to guide you, because your heart has your own best interest at heart at all times, you just have to take the time to listen to what you really, really feel about something from your heart. And then you can transform your vibrations by coming from that higher point.
And it is just a matter of awareness and being in that space of who you are and being incomparably comparable, isn't it?
It is indeed.
you know, stand alone, be you, be proud to be you. You know, we were saying before on my show, I think the time has come to stop trying to fit in and be like everybody else. The time has come to be proud and stand out. We've come to be ourselves. The time is now calling for it, because everybody has come with unique gifts to contribute to the world. And it's time to appreciate that you are the greatest gift to the world, just as you are.
Exactly. And another thing that I want to ask you, and before I ask the question, Claire, I want to let everyone know that vividlife.me is doing a special project. They're inviting others to share their stories. And they said it's time to share your hashtag vivid life with the world. What does it look like? What does it take to live a vivid life every day? We want to know. Share your original tweetable quotes, short stories under 500 words, and pictures, and vividlife.me will share them with the world. So you can visit vividlife.me to include your story. There's also an event on Facebook. And so with that, Claire, I would like to know, what does your vivid life look like?
Okay, well, first of all, that's a fantastic idea. I love that, that everybody can share their vivid life, that you can get to see what other people are. So you're focusing on the greatness that's already out there. But for me, what does my vivid life look like? It looks like a place where I'm actively forming my future rather than passively passing my present, where I'm appreciating the gift of conscious living. Now, these are things that my guidance has given me many years ago, actively form your future. And there are times when you are aware that you are actively forming your future, and there are other times when, you, to be honest, you know you are passively passing your present. And it's like you're sleeping. It's like you're sitting on the sofa and your life is going by and it's happening to you. And there are other times when you can wake up and think, no, I'm actually going to make a difference and make some choices and make my own world. So I think a vivid life is where you are actively forming your future.
Actively forming your future. I think that's beautiful. And that is something that we can all choose to do if we desire to, becoming aware of our energetic emission and allowing ourselves to be incomparably comparable, being our amazing, unique, divinely unique self.
Yeah. Also, I think my vivid life is where I'm appreciating the gift of conscious living. And sadly for me, my mother had pancreatic cancer and she was unwell for about 2.5 years. But during that period, I was woken up one morning with this guidance in my head just saying, appreciate the gift of conscious living. And for me, that meant that we lived every single day aware of the fact that her time was running out. But instead of focusing on that, we lived every single day in the fullness of the beauty of what it is to be alive for that day, for that moment. Every meal that we had, it was like, oh, isn't this an amazing meal? Every walk we went on, appreciating the nature. And to me, that's the gift of conscious living, is being aware of the amazing gift that being alive on planet Earth is. So I think to have a vivid life, you are appreciating the gift of being here on planet Earth and being alive. So the gift of conscious living.
The gift of conscious living. Amazing. Well, Claire, I want to say thank you once again for your friendship, for making that conscious connection with me, and for joining me today on Incomparably Comparable.
It's been an absolute pleasure, and thank you very much, Shelley.
You can connect with Claire at her website. It is clairejohnson.eu. You can also find out more about creating Equilarium by tuning in to Equilarium FM. Thank you for listening to Incomparably Comparable. I invite you to visit my website at shelleyrwilson.com and to like my pages on Facebook. Please join me next week for another Conscious Conversation with Chris Grasso. Be sure to visit vividlife.me to listen to the radio archives. Until next week, continue to celebrate your uniqueness and embrace your aliveness, for you are truly incomparably comparable.
Thank you for listening to Incomparably Comparable with your host, Shelley Wilson. Please visit ShelleyRWilson.com to learn more about how Shelley can support you as you navigate your own journey into consciousness to experience aliveness. Join us again next week for another Conscious Conversation, celebrating our uniqueness as we acknowledge our oneness. What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.